Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavan Kumar, Chapter 14, Scene 9, Parikshit's Inquiry. In this regard, Maharaj Parikshit asked Shukadeva Goswami how the inhabitants of Vrindavan suddenly developed so much love for Krishna, although Krishna was not a member of any of their families. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, during the absence of the original cowherder boys, when Krishna expanded himself, why is it that the boys' parents became more loving toward these new boys than toward their own real sons? Also, why did the cows become so loving towards the calves more than toward their own real calves? Shukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit that every living entity is actually most attached to his or her own self. Outward paraphernalia such as home, family, friends, country, society, wealth, opulence, reputation, etc., are only secondary in pleasing the living entity. They please only because they bring pleasure to the self. For this reason, everyone is self-centered and is attached to one's body and self more than to relatives like wife, children, and friends. If there is some immediate danger to one's own person, he or she first of all takes care of him or herself, then others. That is natural. That means, more than anything else, one loves his or her own self. The next important object of affection after one's own self is one's material body. A person who has no information of the spirit soul is very much attached to his or her material body, so much so that even in old age, one wants to preserve the body in so many artificial ways, thinking that one's old and broken body can be saved. Everyone is working hard day and night just to give pleasure to one's own self, either under the bodily or spiritual concept of life. We are attached to material possessions because they give pleasure to the senses or to the body. The attachment to the body is there only because I, the spirit soul, is within the body. Similarly, when one is further advanced, he or she knows that the spirit soul is pleasing because it is part and parcel of Krishna. Ultimately, it is Krishna who is pleasing and all attractive. Krishna is the super soul of everything. And in order to give us this information, Krishna descends and tells us that the all attractive center is He Himself, Krishna. Without being an expansion of Krishna, nothing can be attractive. Whatever is attractive within the cosmic manifestation is due to Krishna. Krishna is therefore the reservoir of all pleasure. The active principle of everything is Krishna, and highly elevated transcendentalists see everything in connection with Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that a Mahabhagavat, or highly advanced devotee, sees Krishna as the active principle in all movable and immovable living entities. Therefore, the Mahabhagavat sees everything within this cosmic manifestation in relation to Krishna. For or the fortunate person who has taken shelter of Krishna as everything, liberation is already there. One is no longer in the material world. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakamshati Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktin Labate Param. Whoever is engaged in the devotional service of Krishna is already on the Brahma Bhuta or spiritual platform. The very name Krishna suggests piety and liberation. Anyone who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna enters the boat for crossing over the ocean of nescience. For him or her, this vast expansion of the material manifestation becomes as insignificant as a hoof print. Krishna is the center of all great souls, and Krishna is the shelter of the material world. For one who is on the platform of Krishna consciousness, then Vaikuntha, or the spiritual world, is not far away. He or she does not live within the material world, where there is danger at every step. In this way, Krishna consciousness was fully explained by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. Shukadeva even recited to the king the statements and prayers of Lord Brahma. These descriptions of Lord Krishna's pastimes with his cowherder boys, Krishna's eating with them on the bank of the Yamuna, and Lord Brahma's prayers unto Krishna, all of these are transcendental subject matters. So anyone who hears, recites, or chants them surely gets all one's spiritual desires fulfilled. Thus, Krishna's childhood appearance, his sporting with Balaram in Vrindavan, was described. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thus ends Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavana Kumar. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.